There's 9 weeks until Joe Hockey delivers his second budget and the government's still junking key policies from last May's budget. The GP co-payment is gone, while its higher education reforms remain stuck in the Senate. Last week, the Treasurer released the Intergenerational Report on the economic challenges facing an ageing population. Professor Warwick McKibben is a former member of the Reserve Bank Board and now Chair of Public Policy at the Australian National University, and he joins me now in our Canberra studio to discuss the current economic challenges. Professor McKibben, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Michael.
China has downgraded its growth forecasts. Commodity prices are low, falling further. Interest rates are at an all-time low. Is this a precarious global economic situation for Australia?
Well, it is, and I think it's important to get the context of where we are and based on where the world has been for the last two decades. And I think this is where the government has to sell their policies. The world has been transformed by the emergence of China and India into the global economy. Billions of people entering the global production chains and consumption chains. Australia is right in the middle of the opportunities that gives us, but it's also been affected by the short-term boom in China. And I think we've made a lot of major mistakes in the last decade, and it's up to this government and next few governments to reverse the problems that we face.
And are they on the right track?
Well, it's a confused message, and I think the context has to be firstly what's happening globally and then frame the budget in that context, not focusing on an agenda to do with particular small policies. All the small policies have to add up to a major reform, but really we need to transform the Australian economy. And what China bought us for a decade was some revenue that we could have used to transform the Australian economy, just like the Europeans have to transform. The rest of the world has to transform. We were lucky, but we wasted that opportunity.
And the reality is clearly that revenue is falling quite dramatically. I mean, the demand for Australian iron ore is falling. It could fall by up to 10%, some estimates say, over the next year. Joe Hockey has framed the budget with iron ore price at $100 a tonne. Well, it's a long way from that, isn't it?
It's getting close to 50, that's right.
Yeah, so there's a lot less revenue coming into corporate tax receipts too, isn't there?
That's right. And if you look at what's happened in the last decade, Australian households have saved. So we did save the boom in the housing sector. We have seen firms have adjusted, but the big problem is that the governments over the last 15 years haven't saved the boom. If you look at our export potential, a lot of revenue went into building export facilities for coal, for iron ore. So we did actually spend and invest part of the boom, which is not what we did in the previous two cycles. So I think this cycle is different to the Korean War in the early 70s. But nonetheless, the one set of policies which we got wrong was the government spending and increasing future outlays far in excess of what the revenue base could support.
Well, we've seen in the last couple of weeks the government in retreat on some of its fiscal remedies that it put in place a year ago. We seem to have gone from a budget crisis to a situation where we don't want to really hurt the voters too much. Is it just too hard in Australia, or are we focusing on the wrong things?
No, I think there was a mistake made. The mistake that was made was to call it a crisis. What we had was an unsustainable situation, and so it was a sustainability issue, just as it is in the environmental discussions as well. The transformations we're talking about globally have a social aspect, an economic aspect, and an environmental aspect. You could have phrased the fiscal adjustment that was needed as a long-term adjustment over a long period of time, which is what the Intergenerational Report is doing. You could also have couched it with the environmental challenges we face regards to local pollution, but also climate change type policies. They're longer term nature. We don't have to rush in and do something like the Labor Party did with a very high carbon tax, but we need policies which deal with the sustainability of the system over time. So I would have couched this whole discussion as, it's been mismanaged for 15 years. We're here. We have a long-term plan. It's not a crisis, but it will get eventually a lot worse, and we have to gradually phase in very sensible, clear policies to adjust to a different future.
Okay, there's a budget coming up soon, 9 weeks. What would you like to see in that budget, and do you expect that you'll see anything, as you suggested, along the lines of looking at those sorts of long-term problems, including things like climate change?
Well, I don't think this budget will have anything in it that's going to address the key longer-term issues we face, because the context hasn't been laid out clearly enough. And the policies that were put into the previous budget are, as you pointed out, being plucked out one by one. So it puts the government in a very awkward situation. I mean, the key to all of this, by the way, isn't just understanding and explaining it. It's to get a bipartisan approach. So the things that need to be done need to be bipartisan. And this is where either the minor parties or the opposition at some point have to come to the table for Australia's well-being. And at this point, they're not doing that. And I think that's because of the context has been mishandled.
Can I just ask you quickly and finally on one of the issues that we've been talking about in the last week or so, which is pensions and superannuation. Now, there's $32 billion in tax breaks at the moment every year for those who are relatively well off regarding their super. Is it a good idea then to remove some of those tax breaks, do you think? And if that doesn't happen, how do you address this problem and are tax increases necessary?
So in my view, the entire debate about tax has to be done in a universal fashion. You don't just fix one tax policy here and one tax policy there. Yes, you do need to deal with the taxation problems in the superannuation system. You also need to move away from income tax towards consumption tax. There is a whole range of policies which need to be considered together.
So an increase in the GST?
I think, firstly, abolishing any exemptions in the GST and then using additional revenue from higher GSTs, not just to fund state programs, but also to fund some federal programs as well.
Okay. Warwick McKibben, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Michael.
That's Warwick McKibben, former Reserve Bank board member.